This is CliffCentral.com.
What a horrible song. I'm canning it. Wild Beasts with Wanderlust. What a terrible piece of shit. I'm sorry about that. What can I say? We don't have to play songs we don't like here. I don't know why I even allowed that one on. I should have killed it after 10 seconds. There it is. It's dead now. Won't ever return. Flax, that is a crap song, right? It's not just me.
That was the worst. I've heard better music in an elevator.
Pashida, did you like that? That was also shitty, right?
You're taking a poll around the office.
Let's do a poll. Ben, out of 10, what do you give it?
I give it nothing.
Okay, Flax, you give it a?
-6.
Pashida, what's the rating out of 10 for that song?
-0.
-0. Mubs?
0.0.
All right, let's go to Tyron from Auto Central. Let's see if he has anything nice to say about that song.
He's giving it a 1.
Whoa, hang on. What? What's that?
Just a 1.
1. Kat, what do you give it?
0.
0. Lucas, what do you say?
I stand with Kat, 0.
0. Other Kat. Katlehomo Aduba. What? 1.
She says, I don't know what's going on. She's just walked into the room.
We're rating your looks today.
Oh, no, that's a 10. No, that's a 10 out of 10.
Yo, are you trying to impress today? Have you got something important on, or are you just dressed up?
Because it was Ari's birthday.
Come
yesterday.
Over here. Let me talk to you.
I'm like so upset at Aria because I try to call him. No, Mavali, this is serious. Call him the whole of yesterday just to wish him a happy birthday. Note that we are divorced and we're going through our own issues, but it's his birthday, and I thought this is the one day when I'm going to be nice to him. Did he answer my phone calls? No. Dololo. Did he even respond to say, oh, thanks for your message? Nothing. Like, I'm so upset.
Kat's a lot
of
trouble.
That's
how
I'm
can you be surprised,
as
though, Kat?
Today, just to be like, this is what you're missing out on.
These two are just...
Ben, you say she shouldn't be surprised?
Not at all.
Why, Ben?
Because you're smarter than that.
So you're saying I'm smart that I shouldn't be running after Ari?
No, I mean, look, Ari's a good guy, but don't run after him. He'll come back to you at some stage.
No, I'm not running after him.
He's a bit like a cat in that respect.
I'm not running after him. I'm just saying, like, it's his birthday. Like, I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. Meanwhile, Gandhi, he's going through his own emotions. Maybe he's reconsidering this whole divorce. Maybe that's why he didn't want to answer my phone calls. Like, I had everything planned out for his birthday yesterday.
Oh, this is going to be a fun show this morning.
Oh, yes, it is.
This is going to be great. He's going to be so happy it was his birthday and he'd come back in here today to deal with you.
No, it's not going to be a good day for him. Like, I've planned everything out for him.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you, honey. What an exciting day. There's so much love on that show. Between the two cats and Ari, all they do is fight all morning. But it's fantastic to listen to.
Love. Like Cats and Ari.
Yeah.
There's the name of that show.
Exciting and new.
Right.
Come aboard.
Nobody can say that they don't have ups and downs in their relationships. And these guys are like a massive mirror to all of that. By the way, while we're talking about stuff that's happening on Cliff Central and TouchCentral.fm, Ari and Kat on Touch Central, followed by Lerato Shabalala and then Dino Ranaga and O'Neill on Into Your Afternoon with Touch on CliffCentral.com today, because it's a Monday. We have Auto Central and they're busy preparing another killer show there. It's brought to you by Auto Trader every single Monday at 9 o'clock on CliffCentral.com. And then you can also hear the Leadership Platform, among other things. That's from, what is it, from 11 or is it from lunchtime? I can never remember. Flax, what time does the Leadership Platform come on?
I have no...
Oh.
That's not very good. Who knows for sure?
It's from 11 until like next Thursday. It's the biggest show we've got here. They have so much stuff and so many guests. It is incredible what they have.
And Ben is on today.
10 to 11.
That's right, another episode of The Bounce Show. What are you doing?
Big talk about cricket with my friend James Marsh, who is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to recap about the football, talk about the expanding FIFA World Cup, if it should happen, with my football man Tabung. Mm-hmm. Gareth, it's going to be very good. I'm always excited about the show because people teach me things.
Excellent. And just after that, Leadership Platform with Adrian Groeneveld. That's brought to you by...
12.
Thank you, Mubs. Thank you.
Next Thursday.
Yes.
Right. That's brought to you by Sibanya Gold. Every Monday, and they've got the master lesson, the youth leadership platform. They've got leadership in education. Pretty much everything that we're lacking in the world today in terms of leadership is all represented on that show. in terms of the things we should be looking at, the things we should be talking about, and the things that our leaders should be addressing. So if you care about that, I'm talking to you, people in government, then you should be hearing Adrian and everyone he has on that show's words. Some very smart people there. Ellis Miandu pops in. They've always got CEOs and Maradis. I don't know if you thought about holidays at all. It's a difficult two-edged sword here, because if you plan things now, you're tied in. You've got definite plans. And that's, for some people, that commitment is tough. Randall asked me at Idols last night. He's like, what are you doing in December? And I panicked. I went into a panic. I was like, I don't know, but I thought maybe. I didn't want to answer the question, because then you commit yourself, right?
Well, it's probably because we feel pressured to do something spectacular or something different. Otherwise, you know, when you watch everybody else preparing to do their things, you feel left out. It's like FOMO.
I don't like being tied in to arrangements, especially for December. I like to keep it kind of loosey-goosey. That way, if something really cool pops up, I can say, all right, yeah, I'll be in Cape Town next week. You know?
Mm.
But it looks like we've... Listen, a couple of things that are starting to materialize here. I might have some news for you on Cliffmas carols, which could make a return this year.
Oh!
But I'm not going to spoil that. We'll let you know as soon as it's absolutely for sure. I got a little Bloemfontein trip this month still. And there's some exciting things, Mubs. Idols, Cape Town. We got some stuff in the Western Cape. I got some things in Johannesburg. Yeah, it's looking good. I think my whole December is already pretty much sorted for me. I don't have an option. I know exactly what I'm doing. There are still some gaps, and I'd like to keep it that way. Do you go on family holidays? Are you going to go back to the family for Christmas this year? They spent Christmas with you last year.
We have no idea what we're doing this year as the family.
You don't sound very enthusiastic. You want to do stuff?
No, we always end up doing stuff. It just depends where we do it. Sometimes we do it in KZN. Sometimes we do it here in Gauteng. Other times we do it in the Free State. As of yet, there is no plan as to where we are doing it, but it's going to be done.
The only time to be in KwaKwa is when there isn't snow on every mountain. So at least in December, you don't have to worry about that, right?
Yeah.
All right, well, we'll take your calls, see what you're up to this morning. And coming up in a short while, Kyle Deutsch, he was in Idols. He did that song we played just now. He did a song called Take It Back to the Beach with Shakina. Remember
yes,
that song?
Yes, great song. Yeah.
Right. Everybody loves that song. So we'll speak to Kyle in a short while and find out what's going on over there. I'll also check in with Aria Kelman to see whether he enjoyed his birthday yesterday and why he doesn't want to interact with anyone else on his birthday. All of that's coming up.
Do you want to be the next First Lady of the Touchdown?
Touch Central is looking for the First Lady of the Touchdown. Simply download the Touch Central app. Send us a message through the Touch Central app.
And listen in
every day between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday from the 4th of October till the 4th of November 2016. For more T's and C's, go to the Touch Central website.
TouchCentral.fm.
This is CliffCentral.com.
That's Matthew Gold. Never mind. Monday morning on touchcentral.fm, cliffcentral.com, baby. Kyle Deutsch will join us in a short while. Aria Kelman, I need to speak to you. It was his birthday yesterday. I don't think he's thrilled about getting any older. And listen, they're starting to shout and scream.
They just shout and scream at me.
Why are these girls giving you such a hard time? You don't have to talk to them on your birthday, do you?
No. Well,
it's your birthday. You can decide what you want to do.
I'm not like the biggest fan of my birthday, and no one ever understands why, but I just... It's like just another day, I guess.
So did you actively avoid calls, or were you just busy?
No. I was busy, so I do... I wasn't.
Listen to them. What a huge... What a huge burden you bear.
They're lying, and they know what I do on Sundays, so they shouldn't actually...
You're the most...
Look at them.
...stressful harem in the age of men.
I don't know how you do that, actually, with the two of them.
Yes, yes. So much.
And they're both screaming and shilling and carrying on. What do you do on a Sunday?
So I volunteer on Sundays for CHOC. They have a cancer ward at Baragwanath Hospital.
What a mensch you are. So that you do that every Sunday?
Yeah, so we made cupcakes yesterday.
She says he's lying. What terrible people.
I'll show you our group.
It's like watching Ricky Lake back in the day.
Yeah, it is. It's like the Ricky Lake show. Come here, Kat. We can't hear you. If you're going to bitch and moan, you need to be loud.
All right. I'm not lying. You know I do this.
You said last week, you were like, this is the first time you're going to be doing the whole
show. No, I've done it.
Here's a quick preview of what's coming up in the next 2 hours.
I'm telling you, Gareth, I'm telling you, he's lying. He is lying. He only went this Sunday because it's his birthday.
Hold on a second.
Trying to give back.
Kat, what kind of a horrible person would lie about going to visit cancer children?
No, he's lying about going every Sunday. He doesn't go every Sunday. Don't lie. You don't go... He doesn't go every Sunday. He only went this Sunday. He even told me, because he was even asking me directions. How do I get to Baragwanath Hospital? I had to give him directions. So to show that he's lying, he doesn't go every Sunday.
I'm just upset I didn't take her call.
Yes, I am upset. As long as you know I am upset, I'm really upset.
Give him a happy birthday now.
Happy birthday.
Oh, good luck to you, Ari. Good luck for the next 2 hours, man.
9 to 11.
Oh, this is going to be a ride. Holy hell. They're upset, huh?
Sure.
Did you see the two of them screaming at him
just
now?
No, we heard all of it. It's a very passionate threesome that they've got going here.
Yeah, these millennials. Stupid. They're out of control. Out of control. Look out. There's a Hillary Clinton song that I thought you might want to hear about deleted emails.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. Because people are still talking about that. Here, tell me if you recognize the original. Look who's here. All right, that's Crooked Hillary and the deleted song. I just got a package here from Virgin Atlantic, which makes me very excited. Can
very
I open this?
Big red box.
Hey, Darren, come and sit at this microphone. It's already on and ready. Darren is the dude when it comes to Virgin Atlantic in South Africa. He was the one who put together that amazing trip Ari went on last year when he went to the Brit Awards.
Yep.
And that was a terrific success. They did London in a day.
London in a day.
Everything.
And this time last year, we did Dreamtrepreneur with you.
That's right.
Yeah.
I would never forget. We met Sir Richard Branson on board that Virgin... What is it called?
The 787-900 Dreamliner.
That Dreamliner. All right.
Can we also just add that Darren has never... I have never seen him not look... absolutely immaculate. Is that a three-piece suit that you're wearing?
This is a three-piece uniform. This is our uniform at Virgin Atlantic.
Beautiful. Looking
three
good.
Three-piece Vivienne Westwood head to toe. Ooh. You know, gotta look
it's
good.
Vivienne Westwood, huh?
It's Vivienne Westwood.
Oh, no, you always look the part.
How's your big boss, Richard Branson?
He's good. He's
I follow him
really
on
well.
Instagram. He puts up the most amazing pictures. He plays tennis every other day. He's fit. He's healthy. He's always doing exciting things. I would love to be him. Are there any people in the world you'd more want to be than him? He's got billions in the bank. He does business that he cares about. He loves what he does. What a guy.
Amazing guy. He's doing something really cool in Boston right now. So he's doing the Forbes 30 Under 30 Businesses and Adventure Roadshow. So that's pretty cool. Jealous that I'm not on that side of the world.
Why did you bring me a box with something before I open this? What's this all about?
So this is for our 20th anniversary. We turned 20 this month, so we've been flying from Joburg to London for 20 years, and this is just a bit of a present for our friends and family, just taking you through the journey of 20 years of Virgin Atlantic.
Oh, look,
so,
whole pile
please
of
be
stuff.
Cookies. Ooh. Please be cookies.
There's cookies in there.
Yes, there's cookies. There's some champagne. There's vodka.
That's not your gift. No.
I know it's not. So I can always dream. Can't tell my buddy.
Wow, this is nice. Thank you.
Pleasure.
I thought
pleasure.
You were here for Ari's birthday.
No. Ari's birthday was yesterday. It's long gone.
Moved on
from Murray.
MoveOn.com.
Right. Well, very good. Listen, happy birthday then, or happy anniversary.
Thank you so much.
As it is.
Thank you. And thank you for being part of
the family.
Part of the family.
Well, you guys are part of our family. We've been doing this on cliffcentral.com from the beginning with Virgin Atlantic. So we're very proud to be
associated. Look forward to many more.
Thank you.
Great.
And have a happy day.
You too. Have a good one.
There we go. Isn't that nice, Mubs?
That's,
nice surprise.
Yeah, no. On a Monday, Nochal. Yeah, it's nice to have someone put a smile on your face on a Monday.
Damn right. 8:30. When we come back, Kyle Deutsch will be joining us. He's visiting Joburg, busy doing gigs. He's got that new song out. They've got lots of things to talk about. He's actually been collaborating with a bunch of different artists. So we've got lots to talk to him about. And we'll take your calls. Baby, I'm worth it. It's Fifth Harmony with Worth It featuring Kid Ink. Yeah. Have you ever had anyone say to you they're worth it? You have to be pretty confident to pull that one off.
This is true, hey?
Hey, Flax. Darren was giving you shit about the fact that you haven't been to gym lately. What's going on there? You used to gym with him?
Yeah, we used to go to gym. It was Movement X that we used to do.
Yeah.
He still goes, but I stopped it. My contract ran out.
Ben and I are a little worried about you. The summer's coming up. You're not in summer shape.
I'm not in summer shape, but then again, none of us are.
Well, Ben is.
Well,
to
not
be
really.
Fair.
And
no,
actually, screw you. I'm getting in there.
Opinion based.
You've got titties.
Yeah, so
that
do
for
you.
An opinion? I don't have titties.
Yeah.
This is going to. Okay, I'm just going to sit and watch this.
No, you. No, no. Tell us what you think.
No,
Matt.
I'm not going to say anything at all because I am in no position to talk.
Pashita sounds like she's got something to say.
Pashita, yeah, I'm Flax, also out of this convo.
Pashita, Flax could be in much better shape. He was much better this time last year, right?
He could tighten certain things.
Yeah, right.
So I could say the same for everyone in this fucking room.
Yeah, you see, this is why I don't want to.
I'm done with this dick measuring contest.
You stand up for yourself.
Good.
Enough,
good,
Flax.
Good for you, Pashita.
Put the foot down. Stand up for yourself.
I knew you'd get annoyed because I could see already you were annoyed when Darren brought it up. You were like, oh.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing to say to somebody. And it's just not nice.
It comes from a good place.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No,
it does not.
I'm not trying to mock
it
you.
It comes from a critical place.
No, it's
place.
Mocking and ridiculing. And no. It's not a right.
It's like when family members who haven't seen you for months are like, oh, well, what happened to you? It comes from a critical place. It's not a good place.
You looked really good this time last year.
Yeah?
No, so I'm saying it's possible. It's not like if I were talking to you and I was saying you were a fat mess and you couldn't possibly look better. That would be critical.
That is basically what you just said.
No, it isn't. Like, I'm saying you really looked good last year. And I think that what happens is a lot of us, including me, we let ourselves go before summer, so it's something everybody else can relate to. There are a lot of people who listen to us every morning who are in exactly the same position as you and me.
Yeah, I'm out of this convo.
Yeah, he's totally miserable about it now.
No, more pissed off.
It's very real what happens here. People come in, we start conversations, and look what happens. All right, Flax, don't be upset. Ben doesn't think this is anything but hysterical.
Of course it is, because it's just who the show is. If you would look at it like that.
Well, Mabale is the one who's doing these hectic kettlebell things at the moment.
Well,
so
I
she's
mean,
the one who's actually taking the strain.
Hectic is, I wouldn't say hectic. I'm easing into things, right? Because I've never really done kettlebell training before.
Are you swinging them around like
you swing them around, you stick your ass out, you thrust your hips forward. That's all very engaged.
Well, that's a lot of pressure.
Mm.
Kyle's here, Flax. You can thank your lucky stars that we're not going to be distracted by you much longer. Tell you what, we take no prisoners, right? Anybody?
No.
Exactly. Thank you, Gwede.
So wait, Kyle left home at 7.
Yeah, we've got to talk about this
what
guy's
kind
travel
of a war
plan.
Zone is
he drove from Durban at 7. That's the only explanation. Flax is very annoyed with you. He's annoyed with me too this morning, but he's annoyed with you. He's like, Kyle called me at 7, and he just got here now, and it's like 20 to 9. What happened to you?
I called at 7?
Yeah, he said you called him at 7.
Maybe
that's
Laura
right, huh?
Called him at
well,
7.
Manager called me. I don't know. Is she your
yeah,
manager?
Yeah.
Did she drive
Oxford
you?
Road was closed, so avoid Oxford Road.
You have the most this manager, I must say. Even before I needed like a song from you, she sent a song.
Yeah, we've got a song, everything. No, she's organized.
Winning.
What's up with you,
Winning.
Dude? What's news?
We've just released new music video for Can't Get Enough.
Uh-huh.
There's,
are you okay?
I'm super.
You sound a bit tired.
I'm super tired. We were working in studio late last night.
You've been gigging a lot lately?
Yeah.
We Happy, have been. Though. It's going well, huh?
Yeah, we have been. It's been going really nicely.
So,
really nicely.
You've done a lot of collaborations. I was saying earlier before you arrived, you've been pretty smart about that. You've kind of done collabs with exactly the right people, and it's made the song double as good as it would have been if it was you on your own. But it has risks. Like, for example, if you're expected to perform a song and it's two of you, you can't always have rappers with you. You can't always have Shekinah with you. You know, sometimes it's got to be just you. Yeah. So what do you do for them? Do you just pull someone out of the crowd and say, you sing the...
We're just like, you're going to come do this part.
You know, I've always wondered, because often, like, you know, if you listen to great songs that, like, Jay-Z would have collaborated with someone, and then he doesn't have that singer with him.
So what we do is, it's always helpful to be able to sit with the producer afterwards and make your own version.
Okay.
So what you'll find with a lot of the hip-hop guys, especially where they got so many features on their album, that you just... So if I'm not on the first verse, I'll take out the first section. I'll just have the chorus and my verse and another chorus, and I'll perform whatever I'm on the song.
How often are you up here in Joburg? Because I see you here all the time.
Lately, I've been up quite a lot.
Isn't it worth moving? Have you thought about that?
I've thought about it, but not yet.
You like Durban, right?
I like Durban. There's a lot of... I think it allows us more time to do more work than Joburg. A lot of the whole celebrity artist lifestyle, there's a lot happening in Joburg, and there's nights in the week where if I was in Durban, I'd be in studio working on new material and stuff like that. Whereas if I'm up here, that one or two nights free that I have a week is going to an appearance somewhere.
Right.
And I just think you find yourself a lot more rushed and especially musically working a hell of a lot slower in Joburg.
Well, that's interesting. So you get more done.
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that. Shows you how out of it I am, but I would also assume there's way more work up here, right?
Yeah, there's two flips to the coin. I mean, there's more work up here, and there's more exposure up here. But I mean, there's a fine balance between it all, finding where the music is, where you're making your best music, are you not oversaturating yourself up here?
Met you the first time on Idols. What was it, season 10?
Season 10, yeah.
We're on 12
season
now.
Season 10.
And I remember you were in the top five there. You have done work with Casper Your Vest, DJ Capital, Sketchy Bongo, Ganja Beats. It's amazing, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty damn good.
It's been
anybody
fun
you still
so want
to work with that you haven't worked with yet?
In South Africa, I'd like to work with, do a track with AKA. We've just recorded a remix for Can't Get Enough with Questa and Telemann.
Mm-hmm. It's a good song.
Yeah, so I'm really excited about that one. We may have an African feature towards the end of the year with Pato Ranking, so we're waiting to see if that comes through, so that'll be really exciting.
Does Mabali know that you are also a chiropractor? Did you know that?
I did not. So you manipulate people.
Yeah.
Well, that
very successfully.
He manipulates people and he manipulates people. Yeah, but you've got that whole practice going. Are you still keeping that up? Because don't people come to you just because you're a famous singer now?
Thankfully not.
Hi. My neck is so sore.
It's terribly anal.
It's almost like the opening to a porno movie. It's like,
hi, Kyle, I've got a very sore neck, but... Do you mind if I just change in my bra and panties?
Exactly.
Do you
like
have that happen?
No, not
come
yet.
Come on, you haven't had beautiful women walk in and they,
I have,
they
I
just
have,
wanted
I have,
to meet
have,
you because...
But it hasn't been like that. It hasn't been like that yet.
Really?
Yeah. Honestly.
So what do? You click people into place?
So, I know. Any aches and pains, we try to find out what the root cause of it is. We're treating holistically, not necessarily the cause. So the cause of the pain and the area of the pain is not necessarily the cause of the pain. So we try, as chiropractors and people working with me,
it's mostly on the spine, right?
Yeah. So majority of the time on the spine, but you can have different biomechanical chains causing different problems. So you can end up with a daily headache, which is coming from a fixation in your foot, and someone is doing a lot of walking or something like that. You're doing a lot of sitting. Your main fixation is in your low back. And it's triggering its way up and causing different problems.
I went to a chiropractor once, and the guy had this little thing that he goes clickety click click click.
Yeah.
I thought he was bullshitting me. What's that all about?
That's called there's a short term for it, but it's like a trigger. It's a trigger manipulation.
Why would he do that to me? Is he trying to get money out of me? And
some guys have their own schools of thought. But there he's looking at nerve activation and nerve activation causing the effects he's looking for and the change that he's wanting to find in your body.
I have an irrational fear of going to chiropractors.
Why, Mums?
Is there any way that I could change that? No, yeah. I just imagine the worst. Like they break something or something goes horribly wrong and now I can't use my leg.
You change that by going to see one.
That's kind of obvious.
Yeah, that's a good way to face your fears.
Is it true that most of us have one leg shorter than the other?
Most of you... Well, I wouldn't say most. I'd say it's about half-half, but I would say you'll probably find, if you're measuring leg length discrepancy on someone who's lying on their back, you'll probably find around 50% of people with a irregular or one leg longer than the other, but most of the time it's not from the leg actually being longer than the other. It's because of the musculature and the pelvis maybe pulling slightly on one side more than the other.
That's what Mubs has got.
Yeah.
That's what I've got. It's really bad.
You do?
Yeah, it's terrible. My left leg feels like it's just ginormous.
I think I need to bring a bed in here sometime.
Do you think that someone who carries a very big head, is that's an extra strain on this cervical vertebra?
On the feet even.
Really? Because that could be what's going on. Look at the size of Ben's head compared to the rest of his body. It is out of proportion, right?
Ben, when you stand, I'm going to have to check it.
Got a girlfriend? What's going on with you?
Yeah.
You do?
I do have a girlfriend.
How long have you two been together?
3 years, some change.
Please don't let her hear that, because if you go, she's going to go, oh, for God's
she's
sake.
She's okay. She also thinks about
sleep
it.
Sleep deprived this morning.
She also thinks about it.
Yeah, you are a bit sleep deprived.
A little bit, but I mean, the music is worth it.
So hang on, you've been, who cares? And you sound tired.
Yeah.
When you say that you guys have been together for 3 years, is that consistent? Or because you became famous, famous 3 years ago. Aren't you missing out on the potential of all these beautiful women who would be interested?
Yeah.
I guess, but
if you're not actively searching, you're not gonna know.
And
what.
She puts up with you flying up and down.
Oh, she has to put up with a lot of cuck.
Really? Does she worry about you when you go to gigs, because the girls will pitch up and they'll try to hit on you at the gigs?
I think she's learned the industry. She knows what it's like now.
And she trusts you.
And she's trusting you.
Okay, well then it doesn't sound like it's too bad an arrangement. It works.
Yeah. You're definitely able to be in this industry and keep a relationship.
You're quite close to your family.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
We don't
see them.
I still have my place where I live is still at home, although I'm not there that often.
Right.
So I'll see them maybe once or twice a week, maybe.
Is it like it's near them, but it's not in the house?
No, it's on the same plot, but my
you've got a different house.
My place is outside. I'll see them like maybe once, but it'll just be for a meal quickly, and then I'm off again.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
that's great. Oh, do you think Kyle will come for supper tonight? No, probably not.
Yeah, there's often conversations.
He's running his
like
own
that.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, and your girlfriend? She doesn't live with you.
No.
Oh, you've got a lot of me
just
time
outside. Oh, I wish between the music and chiropractics and after, if I'm not doing that, you can't be staying away. Like, what is Kyle doing? He's just chilling by himself and he's got other people to see. Yeah, that doesn't happen.
All right, so when you come up to Joburg now, are you here for some studio stuff or are you here to do some performances?
On Saturday we had a performance. We really pushing hard with our media rounds for the new video. Mm-hmm. Just because we think it's definitely worth it. And last night I was up watching the guys from Idols.
Oh, did you watch?
Yeah, so I was at the theater. I was really impressed.
You were there last night?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see you. Yeah. Why didn't you come and say hello?
Because we got there and then we were ushered to go sit at the back. And then afterwards, you know the story.
Why didn't they put you on the show?
No,
I mean,
no tag, no this.
Haven't they asked you to perform?
No, not this year.
Huh. I would have thought, how dare they?
Surprised.
I mean you're one of the guys. You're one of the guys who's actually got a real career going since Idols. You know, they should be very proud of that.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me about this song. I'm going to just play a little bit of it and let people hear it.
Cool.
What is this that we're playing there? Flex, what song did you give me?
Yeah, this is.
This Can't Get Enough.
Yeah. So this is actually the video version. You can hear the typing in the
this
beginning.
This is the one that you're busy promoting
and,
at the moment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a listen to this quickly.
So
you can tell us about it. Out the window, see them city lights. All right, Kyle Deutsch, this is called... is Deutschmann too long? Is that the problem? Like, people can't say it's Deutschmann, so they go with... You just went with
it's just slightly too... especially for social media, you know, Twitter's only got so many characters, so we're giving the likes a chance.
Do they at least pronounce that part right? No. He's exasperated. So what, what do they call you?
Kylie Douche.
Kylie Douche.
What you know about Kylie Douche? New single, can't get it now. There's Kylie Douche. There's. That's my favorite.
Kylie Douche, that's great.
That's my favorite.
I'm going to call you that from now on. That's hysterical. All right, let's talk about this song for a second.
Yeah.
So what's the music video like? What are you doing in it? Because that one you did with Shakina for Back to the Beach, that was all over the place.
Yeah.
I saw it on TV for months and months and months, and it was good.
Yeah, it definitely played
it's
a whole
really
bunch.
It's really good, yeah.
With this video, I'm super proud of it. The results has been crazy. It looks amazing. There's a whole lot of the lighting in the music video is crazy.
Is there a story?
There's definitely a whole storyline. What's going on is Kyle is this Navy officer who's been working on the Navy ships, and in the beginning you see all the Navy vessels and all that. Then he's coming back home. You see him playing cards in the hull with all the guys, and then they arrive back and they dock. And then he comes back, he sees his chick, and it's all about how they're getting lost in the moment, the drive home, whatever. Then there's a whole bedroom scene and a reversal scene. And then there's a heavy twist in the end where the female's left holding his dog tags from the Navy, and he's like, he's going away.
You thought about this story. Yeah? There's a lot in there.
Yeah, so there is a lot for 3 minutes 20, but it makes the video
go
quick.
You have to put on a uniform?
Yeah, we had a uniform, vibes, and the hat. And
Yeah, girls so like that.
Yeah, if guy in uniform is what you're into, then go check it out.
Okay, now you're also on a national beach soccer team. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you still playing in that?
I was, but the last time they had a beach soccer game,
what happened?
Safa, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, you mean that they can't organize themselves?
We haven't had. I think there's been two. There's been one tournament and one fixture in like 3 years.
What a mess. These guys don't know what they're doing.
I don't.
But then I suppose beach soccer is kind of like the fun soccer. It's not really taken as seriously.
Yeah, but I mean, some places they're playing leagues. There's a league where one of the players has gone, now he's like, Kyle, can you come with me? We're going for 2 weeks. We're going to go over there, €3,200, which is like $32,000 for 2 weeks, more than that.
Ben, why don't you report more on beach soccer? What's wrong with you?
I haven't got the time, Gareth. Safa let me down so many times. Every Monday, I'm asking for fixtures. I'm
beach
asking
soccer.
For team sheets, nothing.
Are you any good? are you any good?
What position
did you play?
I was playing, so in beach soccer, there's only 4 outfield players on the field. So I'll play it. Normally, you divide it into like 2 defenders, 2 attackers.
Okay.
I'd be the one defender who's attacking slightly more.
Okay.
And I was doing well. We went to Nigeria. I was top goal scorer there. We went to Morocco also. So it's I wasn't doing bad.
You got too much on your CV with
person it. Said on the website, person to look out for.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Is that what they called you?
That's what not like star player or something.
Hang on, you've got a lot of things on the CV here. There's the chiropractor, there's the singer, there's the musician and producer.
Yeah.
There's the beach soccer player, there's the modeling. There's a lot going on here, man.
Yeah.
It's not like you've got one iron in the fire, right?
Yeah, I suppose, but music and chiropractic is what takes up your time mostly, and then the other
most
stuff
people
is
only
just,
have one.
Just
most people have the one. They're not bothering you with all these other
things. These days, I think if you have one...
Well, listen, dude, good luck to you. It's very good to see you this morning.
Yeah.
And I hope we'll be hearing and seeing this song everywhere.
Yeah, hopefully.
And thanks for coming in this morning. And next time, I hope that you don't get stuck on Oxford Road.
Yeah, next time.
What was Oxford. What kind of a... Are you one of those people, you travel on your own here, or did you travel with someone?
Lola came with me.
Okay. So Lola's your manager?
Yeah, she's doing all the PR stuff.
You sit in the car and you always have things to talk about, or you just shut up and ignore each other?
On the way here, I was dozing off, to be honest.
Okay. I understand.
Yeah. I was. All right, I was reclining.
Thanks for the visit, and we will catch up with you again soon.
Thanks for having me.
Very good. Kyle Deutsch, everybody. You can hear the new song, and you can check out the new music video. Are they playing it yet?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Very good. Keep an eye out for that. Where would you get it? On sure. MTV Base?
Trace is playing it the most at the moment, but MTV Base and Channel I are definitely going to start up with it. And,
fantastic. Yeah. Thank you for joining us. All right, let's wrap it up for this morning and get into some unnews, and then we'll see what's going on with Ari and Kat. Sounds like there's quite a lot of tension on that show, and you will expect to hear and you will get everything that you want out of those two. And I'm not even going to bring in the other cats, otherwise it becomes even more messy. All right, here's what you need to know. There's a new Halloween costume grabbing a lot of attention. It's Melania Trump's biological father. Yep. An easy and inexpensive option. All you need is some dirty overalls, scruffy shoes, and a cigarette. And you need to constantly say, "You want pussy, I sell you pussy." The latest from the Kim Kardashian jewelry heist in Paris is that it was a publicity stunt for Taken 4. Yes, they're making a fourth film, but as Liam Neeson wants nothing to do with this one, the producers had to do something drastic to get the project noticed. Hence, they called in Kim. And finally, the SA Rugby coaching endeavor is about to kick off, but ex-Buck coaches like Heineke Meyer, Andre Markgraaf, and Nick Mallett have all given the event the middle finger. Basically, Saru are just getting a bunch of average coaches together, feeding them, giving them coaching brochures, and hoping that they don't bring prostitutes back to their hotel rooms. Hooray! Sounds like a real win. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is CliffCentral.com.